friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Dan Friedel, and for VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, welcome to the November 7th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's the day after Election Day here in the United States, and as many predicted, the Democrats won enough seats to retake the majority in the House of Representatives, while the Republicans held on to their majority in the U.S. Senate. Both parties hailed their campaigns as a success. First off, to set the scene for today's show, we have this recap of the election results from the Associated Press.
The president's calling it a big victory, great and incredible elections that expanded the Senate's Republican majority. But a sharply divided nation will now have a divided Congress, with Democrats retaking the House and gaining the ability to launch probes.
Go after Trump's income taxes, to investigate his business dealings.
Political analyst Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College. The president says two can play that game, tweeting if Democrats think they're going to waste taxpayer money investigating, Republicans will be forced to consider looking at leaks of classified information and other things. He'll hold a news conference here later this morning. Sagar Magani at the White House.
I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We talked yesterday about some of the athletes who were up for election on Tuesday. Anthony Gonzalez, who, as we mentioned, was a receiver for the Indianapolis Colts and all-star quarterback Peyton Manning about 10 years ago, was running for Congress as a Republican in a district near Cleveland, Ohio. Gonzalez won his election and is now on the road to a new career in politics. Another athlete who played in the NFL was former Tennessee Titans linebacker and at one point a lawyer for the Barack Obama administration, Colin Allred. Allred, a Democrat, won his election for the congressional seat in a district outside of Dallas, Texas. Also, another big league athlete who retained his position in a county in the state of Missouri was Frank White. White was a World Series winner and an all-star second baseman for baseball's Kansas City Royals in the 1980s. A former Major League Baseball player was also trying to get involved in state politics in Connecticut. Adam Greenberg was running for the state position in his district, but he did not win his election. We'll have more later this week on the Sunny Side of Sports on how the election results from Tuesday may affect the sports landscape in the United States. I'm Dan Friedel, in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places, so do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
I'm Dan Friedel, and we're back here on the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We're joined now by my colleague, Gwen Uten, who is following some trending sports news. She leads off with a strong right cross, previewing the upcoming heavyweight title fight in just a few weeks between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Dan.
I'm the dangerous man on the planet, and I'm going to continue to say that, and I'm going to continue to prove it. Those that doubt me, I feel sorry for you. because I'm going to prove you each and every time wrong because, like I said, I'm blessed to do this.
That's Deontay Wilder speaking to reporters on Monday from training camp in the U.S. state of California. The World Boxing Council's world heavyweight champion is set to take on Britain's Tyson Fury. And Wilder had a few words to say about his opponent.
Nothing at all about him that concerns me, that scares me. You know, I'm the best in the world. I don't think there's no other heavyweight has been through what I've been through to go through so many different calibers of fighters. You know, you got to keep in mind I'm 40 and over 39 KOs. You know, I'd have been in multiples of countries. I done fought multiples of styles. You know, I done fought multiples of opponents. I've seen nearly about every style there is to see, you know, especially from different regions.
And Wilder remains undefeated in those styles, boasting an unblemished record of 40 wins and 39 knockouts. He's regarded as one of the best heavyweights in the world. And Wilder says he's ready for his upcoming heavyweight title fight.
Over and over again, every day, you're preparing, you're getting your body right, you're making adjustments every time you fight until you get that right point where you say, this is it, this is the style I need, this is where I need my timing to be at, and so forth and so on. And at this point in time, I'm right there. If the fight was this weekend, Deontay Wilder is ready.
In 2015, former world champion Tyson Fury won numerous heavyweight titles and was crowned Fighter of the Year. But the following year, Fury was handed a suspension after testing positive for a banned steroid. However, at the start of 2018, sanctions were lifted, and in his second comeback fight, he dominated Italy's Francesco Pianetta to set up next month's showdown against Deontay Wilder. The two heavyweights rumble on December 1st at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. Before I go, I want to mention another piece of sports news that's been making the rounds. On Sunday, a sculpture of Liverpool and Egypt footballer Mohamed Salah was unveiled in his home country during the World Youth Forum in Sharm el-Sheikh. Thousands were in attendance, including Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The statue was created by Egyptian sculptor Mai Abdallah as a symbol of excellence for Egyptian youth. But since its unveiling, the sculpture has raised some eyebrows and has drawn comparisons to a bust of Cristiano Ronaldo that was on display last year in Portugal's Madeira Airport. His sculptor was given the opportunity to replace that statue amid growing backlash. And like Cristiano's original statue, Mo Salah's sculpture has been heavily criticized for bearing no resemblance to the football star. Mai Abdallah addressed the backlash on Facebook, admitting the completed brass statue came out looking very different from its original mold. And she said while she welcomes constructive criticism, she is distraught by the negative response, adding, "I hope people learn the art of criticism politely and with respect." This is not the first time Mai Abdallah has showcased her work at the World Youth Forum. Last year, she unveiled a statue of a bronze pyramid held by eight men from different countries as a representation of alliance. That sculpture was well received and now sits on display at the Heliopolis Presidential Palace in Egypt. And that's all from me. Dan, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. And Gwen didn't quite have the guts to report on what some people are saying about Salah's statue and social media, but here are some choice responses by fans on Twitter. One social media user asked his followers to vote on which statue was worse, the one of Salah or the one of Cristiano Ronaldo. One person answered, "It's a draw." Another said, "The Salah one is funnier, but I don't know if it's worse." And if you hadn't seen the photo yet, the Salah statue is quite small, with a small body and a rather large head. So one person said, "Ronaldo's at least looks a bit like him. Salah's isn't even close to how he looks." We're sure to have some more news on the sunny side of sports in coming weeks about other sports statues. Well, we're joined now by Iron Mike Mbonye, who has this conversation with a young woman from Nigeria who has Olympic aspirations in the triple jump. Perhaps we'll see a statue of her in front of an athletics stadium one day. Grace Chinonyelam is a 21-year-old at the University of Port Harcourt. She's the current national champion in the triple jump. She won the title at the African Senior Athletics Championship in Asaba in August. Grace also won the gold medal for her school in the ongoing West African University Games. Chinonyelam spoke with Mike Mbonye about her aspirations to qualify for the 2020 Olympic Games coming up soon in Tokyo, Japan.
Well, 2020, I'm hoping to get a medal there, to step on the podium, to have a medal with NUPB. That is my prayer.
Have you been preparing to achieve this ambition as the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games is fast getting nearer?
Yes, like seriously, I am. I'm worried.
I'd like you to tell me about your career. What has it been like? When did you start athletics? And especially this long jump you do.
I started athletics in 2015. Then I specialize only on high jump. I do triple jump normal because I like it when I see people doing it. And my best in high jump there was 178. So if I now switched over fully to triple jump.
Have you started making arrangements towards going to Tokyo 2020?
Yes, I am.
Tell us more about it.
The major thing is just to train, work hard, make sure that your performance is good so that it will take you to that Tokyo 2020. And also work towards the medal table.
What has been the nature of competition with other athletes from Africa?
The Africa Championship was my first time competing in a higher competition. My first competition was Ethiopia Youth Competition. I did high jump there. So the Africa Championship was my first time competing with the senior athletes in a big game.
And for this University Games, what's your target?
Nothing much, because the number one thing is that we are not much here. I can say there is no competitor. So yeah, that did really push me to do well. I just take it, okay, let's go. It's nothing, because there is no competitor here that will push me. Somebody that can look up to and say, okay, this person is good for that. I need to really work hard or to bring my best day.
That's Iron Mike Mbonye talking with triple jumper Grace Chinonyelam at the West African University Games. I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. For more on an athlete with West African roots, let's catch up on Alvin Kamara, the running back extraordinaire for the New Orleans Saints of the National Football League. Kamara's mother is from Liberia, and he grew up in Georgia and attended the University of Tennessee. Kamara scored 3 touchdowns in the Saints' thrilling win over the weekend against the Los Angeles Rams, giving the Rams their first loss of the season. Let's check in on how that game unfolded.
Drew Brees throws for 346 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Saints blow a 21-point lead before coming back to hand the Rams their first loss of the season, 45-35. Saints head coach Sean Payton.
Two good teams going back and forth. The momentum shifted the second half in their favor. Credit those guys. They fought back and really came right back into the game.
Alvin Kamara ran for a couple scores and caught another, while wide receiver Michael Thomas had 211 yards and a score to help the NFC South leading Saints improve to 7-1. Jared Goff threw for 391 yards and 3 touchdowns to rally the Rams back from a 35-14 first half deficit to tie the game in the fourth. Will Lutz field goal gave the Saints the lead back, and a 72-yard toss from Brees to Thomas sealed the deal. I'm Denny Kapp.
Kamara joined NFL legend Jim Brown in the record books on Sunday, as he became the only other player in NFL history to have 3 games with 3 touchdowns or more in the same season at the age of 23 or younger. Let's also check in on how Giannis Antetokounmpo is doing for the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, as you know, grew up in Greece, but his family is from Nigeria. It's hard to believe Giannis is already on his 6th NBA season. Here's a report on a big recent Bucks win over the Sacramento Kings.
Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double to lead Milwaukee in a 144-109 blowout win at home over the Sacramento Kings. Giannis had 26 points, 15 rebounds, and 11 assists.
Coach said before the game, You know, they're going to play fast. So when we rebound the ball, we got to just go right back at them. So I think we did a great job doing that. And that's what we do at the end of the day. You know, it doesn't matter if the other team is, they're going to play with a faster pace. But we're going to do the same thing.
The Bucks had a 22-point lead at half and never looked back. The team had a franchise record 22 three-pointers, and eight players scored in double figures as Milwaukee improved to an 8-1 record on the year. I'm Mike Moriarty.
Now, the Bucks won that game over Sacramento, but they did fall recently to another team on their West Coast swing. We'll have more on that shortly as we're joined by Swahili Service Chief Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza in just a minute. So far this season, Giannis is averaging nearly 26 points per game with over 13 rebounds and almost 6 assists for the Bucks, who are 8-2 and in first place in the NBA's Eastern Conference's Central Division.
They're playing back.
I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We're joined now to continue the basketball conversation with Swahili Service Chief Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza. Welcome to the show, Mwamoyo.
Thank you, Dan. It's a delight to be here.
So we are following the continued success by Giannis Antetokounmpo and Milwaukee. Are the Bucks really this year in position to challenge for the Eastern Conference title with teams like Toronto and Boston also on the rise? However, the Bucks did lose on Tuesday night to Portland after CJ McCollum scored 40 points for the Trailblazers. So what do you think about the chances for the Bucks?
It's too soon to say, but they are right in there. They're sitting second on the Eastern Conference after Toronto. And early on, you know, from number one, Toronto, to number five, Philadelphia, on the Eastern Conference, it looks very tight. And now, as we discussed last week, the games have been very fast, and it doesn't appear that teams have really settled in their form that they're going to play all 82 games. So anything can happen, barring injury here and there. But they're doing very well. Giannis, of course, he's putting up big numbers. He's looking very good. Milwaukee have won 5 out of 6 in their own conference. So they're on a very good pace. And it all depends also on what happens with the other teams. Toronto, of course, is doing very well. But when you come down to Philadelphia, to other Eastern Conference, they don't seem to challenge Milwaukee as Milwaukee is challenging Toronto right now.
So we're looking at the Bucks move across the country to play some of these West Coast teams. Sacramento actually kind of off to a surprisingly good start with a winning record after struggling for a number of years. Milwaukee had no trouble with Sacramento, but they went up against Portland. And, you know, Portland to me always seems to be a team, especially because we here in Washington, D.C. are on the East Coast. We don't get to see a lot of the West Coast games.
Yes.
Portland is always kind of under the radar. So how important do you think it is for a team like the Bucks to face some of these Western Conference teams and see how they match up at this point in the year?
It's very important for any team in the Eastern Conference to go West and see how they do in the West, because the West has very, very strong teams. So you may be looking good playing conference teams in the Eastern Conference, but when you get to the Western Conference, if you don't do very well, then your ego gets kind of buttered. So whatever happens in this leg, in this tour, the Western Conference tour, that will give Milwaukee a sense of where do they really stand in terms of the whole NBA ball playing.
So the big matchup for the Bucks coming up on this West Coast trip, just south of the border of Oregon and California into Northern California and Oakland, is going to be on Thursday night as they play the Warriors. That's the 10-1 Warriors. Think 10-1 to start the season, right? It's just like normal start for the Warriors, but any other team that would be outstanding. That's going to be a big game on Thursday night. You think you'll be able to stay up for the 10:30 Eastern time tip-off?
I think I'll stay up. I want to see how Giannis does against Golden State Warriors. Because, Golden State Warriors, as you say, you kind of forget when was the last time they lost a game. So, and with all the pieces they have, Steph Curry, KD, and Kyle, Thompson, lighting it up. So this would be a very big test for Milwaukee and Giannis.
So let's take a look at another team that's started out extremely well. That's the Toronto Raptors. We mentioned them last week. They're tied with the Warriors for the best record in the NBA. They're 10-1, and they've won 9 of their last 10 games. What do you think is the secret sauce there in Toronto with that team playing so well, at least during the regular season? As our listeners might remember, they fired their coach Dwayne Casey last year after the Raptors were unable to get past Cleveland once again in the playoffs, and they replaced him with Nick Nurse. Does anybody know who Nick Nurse is?
Probably not, but they should know. I would say the magic is the magic of Kawhi Leonard playing for Toronto. Of course, he's been, I think he's missed the last 3 games, but he's an all-round player, top in defense, great on the offense, and mind you, he's complemented by players who have been with the Toronto Raptors for a long time, very successful, except in the playoffs. Of course, Serge Ibaka is there. Danny Green went with Kawhi Leonard from San Antonio Spurs. So the team has the pieces. Now, when it comes to the coach, Nick Nurse, he's been with Toronto since 2013, and he's been assistant coach to Dwayne Casey, and as an offense, coach. So he knows their offense, and he has taken, he's credited actually for changing the Raptors' offense game plan, which includes increasing the threes, and that improved their whole, play in last season, except for the playoffs. So that combination puts them in a very good place, and they're doing very well right now.
And it's good to have some continuity with a coach that the players are already familiar with.
Yeah, it's different than to bring somebody completely new with the players they don't know. And Nick Nurse, the players, they respect him so much because they have been with him for a long time. He runs their offense, so well. So, the continuity is right there.
So last topic on the show, let's listen real quick to the report from the other night, the game between the Denver Nuggets and the Boston Celtics.
Denver has yet to lose at home this season in 6 starts, beating Boston 115-107. Denver's hottest start in franchise history continued behind Jamal Murray's career-high 48-point effort. He matched Celtics star Kyrie Irving from the jump.
It's a lot of fun to go against him, especially when you're both making shots and you get to come over the W. We got the best of them tonight.
Boston had cut Denver's lead to just 1 point as Kyrie Irving hit a jumper with 9:13 to go. But Murray would respond by hitting back-to-back 3-pointers. He scored 19 points in the final frame to send Denver to their 5th straight win. Corey Lopez, Denver.
I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We're with Momoyo Hoops Hamza. We're talking about the NBA. And Jamal Murray going for 50 points. Kyrie Irving seemed to get a little bit annoyed with him at the end of the game. What happened there?
Yeah, he got mad with it. But this is what happens when players get caught in the heat of the moment. As we said before, the season has seen an explosion of high scoring. There has been several 50-plus games, and everyone now wants to be a hero. But in the NBA, there is an unspoken courtesy or respect that you have. When the game is decided, you don't have to rub it in. And this is what Jamal Murray was trying to do. It's an old-school kind of thinking, so he wanted to get 50. But, Kyrie, if you didn't want him to score 50, you should have stopped him when he had 35.
Exactly.
Why are you complaining now?
Yeah.
Body him up, press him, play hard defense on him.
Exactly. Well, we'll see what happens in the next game for the Denver Nuggets. They're 9-1. That wraps up today's edition of the Sunny Side of Sports for November 7th. Thanks to VOA producer Bill Werkinger and VOA engineer Cheng. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Dan Friedel in for Sunny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Americans vote in the U.S. midterm elections on November 6th. We'll examine what the results mean for America's domestic and foreign policy, particularly as they relate to Africa and Africans. On the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa. Go!
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be upfront with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC. Upfront looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, they need to have a major computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists have wondered what Oumuamua, the first interstellar object to visit our solar system, was. Was it an asteroid, comet, a new cosmic body, or perhaps an alien space probe? When it was discovered a little over a year ago, astronomers noticed the object moving away from the sun faster than expected. If it were a comet, a process called outgassing could have caused the increased speed. But Oumuamua lacked cometary traits like a coma or tail. A pair of scientists at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics proposes the increased acceleration was the result of radiation pressure from the sun. If so, because of its odd, thin shape, the scientists suggest, among many possibilities, that Oumuamua may be a light sail of artificial origin. Light sails propelled by solar radiation have been proposed to send CubeSats into deep space. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.